The Angkor Wat faces west. So that was in the direction of a Hindu god, because during this time, Cambodia was Hindu and then later changed to become Buddhist. So that's why it faces west. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast, which is all about living life as a global citizen. You know, now that the world is opening up, or, you know, pretty much every place is open that I know about, many people are looking for places to travel. And one of my favorite places to travel is Angkor Wat, or what is also known as Siem Reap in Cambodia. Now, there are many reasons why we love Angkor Wat or Siem Reap. And you might ask, well, what's the difference between Angkor Wat and Siem Reap? Siem Reap is the town where Angkor Wat, which is all the ancient temples, are located. Siem Reap has a small place that has a very tiny airport. But because Angkor Wat is such an important destination, the airport does serve both domestic and international travel. So if you want to travel to Siem Reap and not have to stop in Phnom Penh, there are international flights which will go direct into Siem Reap. But it is a very small airport because it is not a very large city, but it's a wonderful place to visit. Here are some of the reasons why we feel like you should visit Angkor Wat, especially if you love history and you love ancient history and ancient civilizations and you want to be able to see a place that is magnificent. Angkor Wat is the eighth wonder of the world. Many consider it to be the eighth wonder of the world because it did not make the list as one of the official seven wonders. But it is billed as the eighth wonder of the world because many feel that it deserves to be recognized because it is kind of like the pyramids in Egypt. It is really a magnificent ancient type of structure. You know, the temple complexes rise magically out of the beautiful and lush jungle surrounding these temples. So it is a wonderful place to be able to visit and to be able to see these ancient temples. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so it means that it's protected by UNESCO and is considered one of the most significant archaeological sites in operation in the world. It is rich in history. Angkor Wat means City of Temples, so it's a magical place to visit. There's many temple complexes that, you know, show the remains of the once magnificent and mighty Khmer Empire. For many centuries, Angkor Wat was considered to be the center of the Khmer Kingdom. And, you know, its history shows us that this area was once very important, that the people from all over the world would come to trade and to see this magnificent city. Angkor Wat has amazing architecture. Like, you can go to Angkor Wat and, you know, you'll be awe-inspired by the architecture. The architecture, these vast temple complexes, were true artisans. They have over 72 significant temples in the Angkor Wat area. But the 72 number does not include the hundreds of minor temples scattered around the area. So if you love ancient temples, this is the place to go. There are just tons of temples everywhere. You could literally spend weeks looking at every temple complex and probably not see them all. The Angkor Wat is actually one of the main temples that's there. The Angkor Wat, that main temple, has 1,860, you know, different types of carvings. It has tons of meters of reliefs and other interesting parts of the Khmer and the Cambodian culture. It is a large religious complex. You know, whether you're religious or not, Angkor Wat is really excellent for everyone to visit. It's a great religious complex. And it shows an exceptional city that had this great city planning during its time. You know, rarely do you see a city that's so ancient, but yet was so well planned. And the interesting part about Angkor Wat was for years it was buried and nobody knew it existed. And it wasn't until an explorer actually found Angkor Wat in the 1840s. It was a French explorer that's credited with having rediscovered the temple complexes. The area had been desolate for so long that it was basically buried under the jungle. They didn't know it was there. And then this French explorer found it in the 1840s and discovered that there was literally, you know, like all these hundreds of temples in this area. The name Angkor Wat actually means the temple capital city. So it really means that this is the capital city of temples. But it's also the name of the largest temple that is there, which is known as the Angkor Wat Temple. The Angkor Wat faces west. So that was in the direction of a Hindu god, because during this time, Cambodia was Hindu and then later changed to become Buddhist. So that's why it faces west. And it's also why Angkor Wat offers some magnificent sunrises and sunsets. I have been there myself in the sunrise and sunsets, and I can tell you it's magnificent when you're there in the complexes. And I've been there for several bike races that were there. And you know, start out in the morning and it's a little bit dark, and then you know, the sun starts rising. It's just magnificent. It's beautiful over the temple complexes. And then on the side of the road would be these monkeys sort of laughing at us. You see monkeys, you'll see elephants, you'll see all type of different types of wildlife. It's really quite a fun place to go. You'll see Buddhist monks going for their morning elms along the side of the road. It really is a place that transports you to another part of the world. That's why if you love history, Angkor Wat is a place to go, because Angkor Wat offers such magnificent history. It really shows how magnificent the Cambodian culture is. Many times when we think about Cambodia, we think about the time under Pol Pot or the killing fields or all the hardships that Cambodia went under. But we forget that for hundreds of years, Cambodia was the center of the world in Southeast Asia. This was a magnificent culture that was leading the rest of the area. And Angkor Wat really shows how magnificent it all was. You know, in Angkor Wat, if you want to go off the beaten track, you can go off the beaten track. There's plenty of places where there is off the beaten track. One of my favorite things to do was to see some of the less traveled villages and some of the areas. And some of my best experiences around Angkor Wat has been going off on some of the side roads and meeting some of the Cambodian people. In fact, some of the school-age children that we met along the way, and you know, talking to them and finding out a bit about their life. You can cycle around Angkor Wat. That's the way I've seen it, is you can cycle around the Angkor Wat and stop at the different temples. It's a great area if you're a photographer, if you love to take photos. It's got great photography. It is a park, and so you need to be able to subscribe. You need to pay a ticket to get in. You need to pay a fee. So, you know, Cambodians themselves can get in free, but any foreigners need to pay. And of course, this is only fair because of the fact that they need to upkeep this park. And we want to do all that we can to be able to upkeep this magnificent cultural experience for everyone to enjoy. So if you're looking for a place to travel, consider going to Siem Reap or Angkor Wat. And I promise you, it will be magical. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and thank you to our team, especially Rico, for helping making this possible. Mm-hmm.